board are present, media has been notified. Please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Do we need a motion to approve the agenda?
So moved, Mr. Chairman.
Second.
Motion been made and seconded. All those in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried. Approval of vouchers of the general fund of $48,837 to $48,873 and of the ambulance fund of $1,680 to $1,682.
So moved for approval.
Second.
Motion been made and seconded. All those in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried. Approval of the minutes of the July 13th, 2016 town board meeting.
I'll make a motion for approval as read.
Second.
Motion been made and seconded. All those in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried. Approval of the minutes of the July 14th, 2016 special town meeting.
So moved as read.
Second.
Motion been made and seconded. All those in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried. Approval of the minutes of the August 3rd, 2016 town board meeting.
So moved as read.
Second.
Motion been made and seconded. All those in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried. Treasurers report.
Cashed in our remaining CD of $57,490.47 plus $230.36 in interest, and that was deposited into the money market reserve account. So therefore, in the regular account, including the reserves, we have $837,881.43, and in the ambulance account, $403,794.25.
So moved for the approval of the treasurer's report.
Second.
Motion been made and seconded for approval of the treasurer's report. All those in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried. Item number 11, discussion, possible action, vote ordinance number 93-1B, tribal enforcement. It was brought to the town's attention and my attention here a couple of weeks ago. On one of the lakes in the town that has a prohibited wake on it, according to our ordinance, there were some people on it that were creating a wake, going excess speed with the motorboat. Motorboats were allowed, but not an excess speed to create a wake. They had, a call was made to the Vilas County Sheriff's Department. Sheriff's Department dispatched the tribal police, which is fine. I mean, it's law enforcement. But the tribal police are unable to enforce our ordinance. And apparently, a tribal warden had shown up, and they too said that they were unable to enforce our ordinance. I made a call to Sheriff Joe Fath. He told me that they didn't enforce our ordinances. I said, well, they always had in the past under Sheriffs Willekit, Niebuhr, and
Schuster.
Schuster, Tomlanovich. And he said, well, no, he says, we don't enforce your ordinances unless we're contracted with you. We are no longer contracted with the Vilas County Sheriff's Department, which we haven't been since about 1984. So I made a call to Chairman St. Germain over at the tribe, and I was wondering, just ran it by him, his thoughts on the possibility of the town, if we need to, contracting with the tribe's police force and or wardens, depending on however it's set up, to enforce our ordinance. And he said, at the time, you know, I said, I wanted to run it by the board, see what they thought. He said, well, let me know. He said, no, bring it before the council. So that's why this is here. Some of the people who were involved in the incident are at the meeting, but wondering what your thoughts are, if the town should maybe contact the tribe and see if they might be interested in enforcing our ordinance. I'm no lawyer. I don't know what would be involved in them approving our ordinance, or them adopting our ordinance, or if it's a contractual deal that they, under contract, can do it and the tribe doesn't have to, you know, approve our ordinance or have something similar to it. I'm not sure, but those are all things that need to get worked, would need to get worked out. I guess right now the idea is, are we willing to go down that avenue and see if that's something we might want to do? It was kind of disheartening that the Vilas County Sheriff's Department flat out said, no, we're not going to.
So pretty much that means the fireworks and all that stuff that is like, we can create.
We can create, by the sound of it, we can create an ordinance for anything under the sun, but it's enforcement is the big question. The first question that came to my mind is, all over the county, you have boating ordinances in separate towns, you have ATV ordinances, you have fireworks ordinances.
So why do they have boat patrol, and why do they have snowmobile patrol, and why does the county have these? They're not going to.
They must, the snowmobile patrol maybe is only on state trails, I don't know if that's set up with a contract through the state. Boat patrols, does the sheriff's department have a boat?
I think this conversation is a little bit bigger than this town board, is I think we need to have a conversation with the Polk County Board.
Well,
because I think that maybe the county board is being misled also.
I'm not sure, but I did kind of, I shouldn't say small incident, but in terms of the world, one incident created one big question.
Well, we usually are part of that every time it happens.
We looked at the statutes, Nancy and I, and the sheriff is not required by law to enforce our ordinances. They always have in the past, on the few occasions that we asked them to run interference for us, get involved, but I think there are other things we need to look at besides just tribal enforcement.
I am quite concerned is that the tribal enforcement can somewhat be politically motivated to a government agency, which we don't have. We don't have voting ability.
Right.
You know what I mean? We don't have a say. I've always raised the question is, where would we be at with a constable? What are the options?
That's another option.
Mm-hmm. That's an option.
And where do we go? Where do we go, and how do we fund it? And would we offset some of the payment or the burden of taxation that we are giving the sheriff's department? You know what I'm saying is what do we give them and what do we give them for? And could we offset some of that burden to the taxpayer through some of those fundings?
Well, I think we need to look at that. I think we also need to consider our own boat patrol officer, which we have had in the past.
Bill Ditzel.
Well, we also had Eric Chapman.
He chased me a lot.
For a number of years, we had Eric Chapman under contract under the DNR program for boat patrol, and the DNR reimbursed us for some of that cost and so on. And the problem there was that he was armed, and our insurance people didn't. So that would be the same problem with the tribal police. They would be armed when they, so we have to find out if the insurance issues connected with an armed officer have changed, or
But I would like to look at the avenue of a possible constable. One big part of their job is serving papers, and that is a paid for, you know, paid for pay, is part of an income. I know the tribal law enforcement department handles a lot of the serving of papers. What I'm saying is, I've always questioned a little bit is, what did we get for the bang for our buck from the county? I've questioned that ever since I was on the county board, and I never really got a straight answer.
So have we.
So I think maybe we do have to look at this, and we do have a busy enough community that I know that we can keep somebody pretty busy.
Do we have to have a municipal court if we have a constable?
It would go up to the district attorney.
But the district attorney has said that they, tell me if I'm wrong, Denise, has said that they will not prosecute our infractions of our ordinance.
Well, these are all things we need to learn. I think it's important for everybody to learn together here. So maybe we should contact Mr. Harold and find out what our responsibilities are, what we have to gain or learn, or what
like to talk to any other communities that have a constable and see how that works and what else.
Lower Junction do it with a officer?
They have a policeman up there.
Yeah, they have a police officer.
Manitowish Waters has a boat patrol. Presque Isle might have a constable, because they do have a municipal court.
Maybe it's just a board picture. You know, I really don't know.
I don't either.
Well, I want our ordinances to be enforceable. I want to have some mechanism for enforcing them.
Monaco doesn't have their own court.
No, but they have their own PD, and they have a, probably a more cooperative DA who will prosecute.
Oh, we will be getting an DA.
Yeah. So, because our ordinance does state that this ordinance shall be enforced by any authorized law enforcement officers of the town of Lac de Flambeau or any other designated law enforcement officer, which would cover your constable, which would cover your boat patrol, which would cover tribal PD, wardens, county, whoever. So.
Well, then we need to look at, I mean, do we, the boat patrol, if we went that route, would only take care of our boat issues. So then what happens if we have issues with fireworks, for example? Then we're kind of stuck.
Then we'll be.
But that's why I think maybe we have to look at the constable that would cover.
Yeah, you know, it's true. Snowmobile, the wardens may cover the routes in town that are considered state trails, like the railroad grade and that type. But we have all of our roads that are.
Miles of other roads.
Roads that are open for traffic to those trails. You know, and those have speed limits on it, and if there's people speeding, you know, I don't know, has the sheriff's department done anything with those in the past? I don't know.
Do you know what Arboleda has, you know?
No, I don't.
But I think that's why we need to be advised by our attorney, because he would be aware of how other communities do it.
Monaco and Woodruff have a boat patrol that they share. We only have really one lake, two lakes, Squaw and Shishabagama that lie within both Monaco and Flambeau.
Buckskin.
Buckskin. So if that's the route you want me to go, is check into it and see what our options are and what's.
I think we need to look at all the options and consider maybe a short-term fix for the boating, because that's the big issue right now.
Well, I'm a little concerned right now.
How do we deal with all the rest of it?
I'm a little concerned, number one, we don't have any media here today.
Oh, yes, we do.
Great.
Thank you.
No problem.
Who do you represent?
Lakeland Times.
Great. So another question I have is, if the Department of Natural Resources is on the water, I know they'll write you a citation, and I.
But they're not enforcing.
Right.
Boating ordinance, they are enforcing.
State law.
State law, and our boating ordinance is different.
So they don't enforce slow and awake?
No.
Not if it's within your ordinance.
Not if it's within our ordinance. They're looking more for people that don't have fishing licenses and people that.
No.
Registry.
People that catch too many fish.
Registration.
Too close to shore.
Yeah, but they're not.
Too close to shore.
Yeah, but they're not there to enforce our ordinance.
Right.
So that helps to some extent, but it doesn't help with the issue we're dealing with here.
Yeah, where it was a blatant wake made on a lake.
And it's constant. It's frequent and constant.
Yeah, it's not the first time.
So to open another can of worms, if a Native American boat on any one of these lakes that this ordinance says you can't do it.
Well, that.
There's no, nothing to stop them from.
No, they're subject to the whatever the tribe has in terms of ordinances and then enforceable through their wardens and their police department.
I just want that clarified for everybody in this room.
Yeah.
I'm aware of it.
Yeah.
But they need, everyone needs to know that, yeah.
So I think we need to weigh the pros and cons, and I would hate for an individual in one lake that's causing issues to create this whole problem. I think that there's probably.
But it isn't only a problem there.
That's what I'm trying to.
I'm sorry.
Bring out, and this is, there are other issues and some gray areas that I think need to be acknowledged. It's not just this one thing. And I, And I'm not saying, I strongly believe the town does need some representation that is, that has the town's interest as number one interest. But it would be a hardship to the taxpayer because it's going to cost some money. There's no other way of looking at it.
A boat patrol officer is the least, probably the least expensive of the, because there is a reimbursement.
Through the state.
Through the DNR.
But if we have a patrol officer and there's no court to take it through, that doesn't really make sense other than his presence, correct? I mean, if you can't.
Right, yeah.
No, it has to have a final end enforcement, which is, you know, you have his in the field and then you have to have some type of judge, court, what have you, at the end for the final enforcement. So that will need to be taken care of.
Can I say something?
Yep.
In this ordinance, this 90, whatever it is, doesn't it say somewhere in here about, there's another ordinance or another, oh, what the heck was it? That the penalties?
Are based on state law.
We have to have a penalty ordinance in order to be able to assess penalties for any ordinance. We have to have an ordinance that allows us to assess the penalties.
Yeah.
So that's what that's referring to.
Yeah.
But it doesn't help us in any way to actually get a violation adjudicated.
Yeah, it's in section 10 penalties where Wisconsin state voting penalties are found in.
Right.
Section 30.8 of Wisconsin statute, which in there lists out the penalties for infractions.
Right.
Of a voting ordinance. So, you know, that is there, the two mechanisms we're missing is the infield enforcement and the final adjudication of the infraction, so.
We've been dealing with this for over 2 years. It's the same four people. I go out there and I get called all sorts of names.
You shouldn't have to enforce it. It's not your.
I know, but everybody calls our house because they'll know I'll do it. So.
But that's why we're trying to, and it's not going to be probably quick enough to help you in this particular voting season. But I hope that we can come to some agreement on a resolution that will help not only you, but anybody else that's experiencing this problem. And I know you're not the only ones that have this happen from time to time.
We've owned the campground on Broken Bow Lake for 42 years. I have a number of complaints every weekend during the summer from some of those boaters that are down there causing a wake. And do I need to get a petition from every person that complains? Or do I need to call? I can't call every time somebody complains.
You know, petitions, yes, you know, if a person wants to do that, if you want to let us, you know, let the town hall know of if it's happening. But you can see we're aware of it and we got to do something about it, so.
I believe our town attorney is going to write a letter to those offenders that we're aware of, is that correct?
That's where we left it at.
Yeah. And so, and.
It hasn't been done yet?
I don't
know if it has or not.
Yeah, I haven't seen anything, so.
We need to get him on the stick with that and get that done because that's the only short-term solution we have right now.
Right.
Is that might possibly have some effect.
So, and I think what we're all getting to the point is our hands are a little bit tied until we make the next step. So, you know, yes.
Just as long as something gets done.
The next step, I'll try to have for you at our next meeting.
What is the next step exactly?
Well,
What are we going to be talking about?
What I can do is I'll contact the town attorney and, you know, he's aware of the situation. I'll ask him, what's our best route to go? Is it just a boat patrol? Is it a constable? If it's a constable, what do we need to do to have municipal court if we need to? If it's a boat patrol, where would his fines, if there's a fine written, citation written, where do those go? How is all this enforced?
Maybe we need to have him here at the next meeting.
And that might not be a bad idea.
Yeah.
And then, you know, let him do his homework before he gets here.
Right.
And outline for us whatever it is that he he knows and what we can and can't do.
Can I ask you a question?
Yep.
Are you guys the final say? Well, I guess what I'm saying is if you're gonna just say hire a constable in a court system and it's gonna go on to the taxpayers, does that have to go through a voting? Or do you guys have the final say, this is what we're gonna do?
That would go just before this board.
Okay.
But it would be part of the budget, and of course, the budget process is public.
We don't even have a budget that would allow for this such a expenditure.
At this time.
So this would be creating a whole new position. It's not gonna happen overnight. This would take some time, and then in our next budgeting process,
with a 2% levy limit.
We would have to decide what we're gonna give up if we're gonna do this.
Right.
Or where we're gonna get the funding for this, so. Yeah, it's a little bit more, it's not like we can just say, well, yeah, I think we need it, we're gonna get it tomorrow. It doesn't happen that way.
I don't think this is a decision we wanna make in a vacuum. I think we will.
I want the people to be part of it.
We want public input.
Oh, definitely, it will definitely be before other town board meetings.
And I would hope that we'd have a lot of input from all of the taxpayers to find out whether they felt it was something necessary.
And at the board meetings, you're welcome to ask any questions that you want.
Correct. Find out what the scope is where do we stop it and where do we start it? Is it, we gonna encompass all of the issues, or are we just gonna do one small portion of it? Or, you know what I mean, do we go all the way in, or do we just try to handle this one problem? That's a decision everybody has to make.
There are state laws that regulate fireworks, so I suppose if the sheriff were called, he could enforce state law regarding fireworks. He just can't enforce our, so that there's a whole lot of issues that we need to work out.
Yes?
This town ordinance, is it just for this lake, or is it, you have several lakes that are you enforce those ordinances?
It encompasses the entire town.
Okay, and how do you enforce those ordinances if, you know, maybe you respond by?
That's why it's all part of one ordinance now. In your case with the speed restricted lakes, which are in Sloan Lake, it's Broken Bow, South Twin Placid Lake, North Twin Placid Lake, and Total Tom. And then we have motorboat prohibited lakes, which we can't even have a motorboat at all.
Well, do you get complaints from most lakes that are?
Typically not.
We're really the only ones that have the problem?
Typically not. And then we have our water restricted Sloan Lake times, which is from 8 p.m. to 10 a.m. And there's probably 20 lakes on that one. And then all channels are Sloan Lake. So we haven't really had any complaints on anything except this one in a long time. And that's why, since it's, you know, come to us, it's a good thing, I guess, because that way we can straighten out any potential problem we have here.
When we call people on our lake, they want to say something, but they don't know who to call or who to contact.
They can call town hall.
You're not here at, you know, 8 o'clock on a Sunday night.
Way.
You know, that's the problem.
Yeah.
Or a Saturday night at dark.
I guess at this point in time, I hate to have to say this, but there really isn't any effective way for them to get assistance with the problem.
We were under
out of hours or even in hours right now, apparently, since the sheriff's department is.
We were under the impression, because for the last 40 years or since this thing was adopted, the sheriff's department had responded to it.
Well, the tribal police came out last 2 years, but this year they told us we're not coming out because we can't.
Well, and I did have a talk with the sheriff about that when I asked him on this. I said, you know, a sheriff's deputy was requested, and, you know, a tribal law enforcement officer was sent. I said, I recognize they're law enforcement officers, but in this case, deputy was requested. So, you know, you need to talk to your dispatchers when a deputy is requested, one needs to go. And he understood that. Because it might not be just our boating ordinance that is a problem, or could be a problem by the time you get there. It might be some other.
Well, that's, you know, it's blowing up like that already.
Exactly, and you want to put an end to that.
I
But I will try to get all the answers I can. I will ask our attorney to be at the next meeting, and we'll see which direction we will go.
So let's not even set a meeting day until we can find out what his schedule would be.
We'll shoot for the regular.
I'll tell him, you know, it's a regular town board meeting, and we'll see if he can make it.
Thank you all for coming.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming.
Thank you.
Item number 12, motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded to adjourn at 1:25. All those in favor?
Aye.
Carry.